And today we're talking about motorcycle safety. Mount Pleasant officer Zachary Giovannone was supposed to be here, but he got tied up. So we settled for second best, third best, now fourth best. No, we settled for first best. Tom Ditter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission is here. Nice talking to you this morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Don. No. Thanks for having me on. We'll make it through it here.
Yeah, you're always first best. Okay, motorcycle safety. I know warm weather was coming because I live on a main drag, and I use that word drag carefully because I can hear the motorcycles all night, all spring and summer long. Making lots of noise, going faster. Some of them are going faster than they should. But yesterday, I saw a motorcycle was behind a car. Car was going kind of slow on Main Street, and the motorcycle went around him and went in the opposite lane to pass him, and heard beep, 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 scream. You know, you can't spook a motorcycle driver because it's dangerous. I mean, if you're in a car, it's different. To a motorcycle, people, they lose their balance, and there's tragedy. So anyway, sure. So we got to be aware of that. All right, driver.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things we remind all motorists this time of year is you got to start looking out for motorcyclists, bicyclists, even pedestrians, because the weather is getting nicer and people are getting out more and more.
Yeah, I can tell that because the cars with those loud mufflers, you know what I'm talking about? They
yes.
juice up the Try living on a main street. I'm telling you, it's loud. I get used to it. It's like living on the beach. You don't hear the waves after a while, I guess.
you do get used to some of these things, yeah.
Okay, let's go over some guidelines for a safe ride. First of all, be visible. Yeah, you got to. Go ahead.
I think that's. I really think that's number one in terms of things. You know, people got to. Yeah, even with cars, it's amazing how many times you have an accident or a crash rather at a intersection where people pull out and they say, "Geez, I just didn't see the other vehicle coming." I think even more critical again with motorcycles and again with bicyclists as well.
Now they could ride. Are they allowed to ride side by side in Wisconsin? I know I've seen that. When I go on road trips.
They are. And again, I wish Zach, he's the expert on this. I was really impressed with last year. But yes, you can have two in a traffic lane. But again, it's like anything else. I think there's a responsibility of the motorcyclist to proceed in such a way where it's safe. I mean, it's really an advantage to them if they collide with a car, for example. They're going to be in the losing end. So, but yes, two abreast is legal in Wisconsin.
Do you ever ride a motorcycle?
No, I have not. Not as a driver, as a passenger. I have a couple times.
My mother wouldn't let me. We had what we call mini bikes. These things, excuse me, I think a lawnmower was more powerful than these bikes. They were little bikes about 2.5 feet high, and all the kids in the neighborhood had one. I remember they were blue and white. They were called mini bikes, and they're very tiny, and they didn't go faster than a lawnmower. But my mother said she wouldn't let me on it, and she wouldn't let me buy one. She wouldn't let me. So I had to watch all the other kids. I wasn't allowed on them. To her dying day, when she passed away at 92, she still wouldn't let me get on a motorcycle. She said, "You're not going to do it."
Again, you know, the problem is, I mean, parents, especially mothers, can be... protective of their, overprotective, you might say. But I think one of the things that the officer stressed when you had him on last year was that, there are safety courses available and things like that. You, just like any other driver, whether you're in a car or whatever, you still have to drive defensively. But if you drive responsibly, it can be a safe and a fun transport. And let's face it, in today's world with gas prices and things like that, there might even be more of an interest in it this year, at least at this point.
Motorcyclists should ride in the left third of your... you should ride in the left third of your lane when possible. But when riding next to other vehicles on multi-lane roads, stay out of the blind spots when traffic allows. Yeah, the blind spots are always on the right. You can't see that area there. Flash your brake light when slowing down. Cancel your turn signals after the turn. And avoid equipment modifications that may confuse other drivers. This sounds like you could drive a car with all these rules, too.
Well, many of them cross over that way. Yes, it all comes down to, you know, visibility. It comes down to safe operation of a vehicle. You know, a motorcycle is considered a motor vehicle in the state of Wisconsin, and well, I'm sure just about everywhere where you run into the issues with things. And you had mentioned the term mini bike. I remember years ago that was a pretty big thing for you know, policing, where you'd have kids that they would just, you know, they weren't trying to do any harm, but they would go on their mini bikes, drive around in subdivisions. They wouldn't be going 20 miles an hour or 25 miles an hour. They'd be going maybe 50 miles an hour and racing through and, you know, causing somewhat of a nuisance and a safety concern for themselves and others that were in the area. And they were not street legal, you know, so we'd end up stopping the kids, sometimes citing them for things. And I know I used to direct people out to Bong out in the recreation area, out in kind of the southwestern part of Racine County and northern Kenosha County, because they have a whole area out there where people can ride off-road vehicles.
What about helmets? Now, are they, you must wear a helmet in Wisconsin. I know some states you don't have to. Do you have
to? Yeah, I think it depends on the age. And again, I've been away from the enforcement of things. I think if there's instruction permits involved, helmets are necessary. And I think there's an age limit as well on that in terms of things. I would refer people to look at the DMV website. They've got a whole host of information. I mean, we put some of the stuff on our poster, which we're kind of referring to today. Again, the source of all information on things is DMV. Take a look at their website. They do a nice job in putting out information on the laws and practical information as to, you know, so many different areas of traffic safety.
Yeah, I looked it up. It says Wisconsin has a partial helmet law. All motorcycle operators and passengers under the age of 18 have to wear a properly fitted helmet that meets the U.S. DOT standards. All right, so there you go. I thought it was you had to wear a helmet because the motorcyclists I see going up and down Main Street, most of them are not wearing helmets. I don't know why you wouldn't want to wear a helmet. It's a difference of life and death or brain injury and, you know, living a helpful life, a healthy life.
It can be. I know over the years and in speaking with motorcycle operators, some of them say that it actually hinders their ability to see and hear things. And, you know, again, a trade-off. I would certainly encourage anybody to wear a helmet when they're operating a motorcycle. And same thing for a bicycle. I mean,
bicycle helmets.
Don,
yeah.
You can remember when we were kids, we did all kinds of things. Didn't wear helmets even with a bicycle, but you know, it's found out that, yeah, you fall even from a bike, you can have some real issues, including serious head injuries. If you land wrong and you know, knock your noggin, as it were, against the pavement.
I used to take my bike. They had Stingray bikes. I don't know if you remember what they were like. They were
the
big banana seats and everything, the big handlebars. Yes. Mm-hmm. We used to go in the back. There was something called the pit. It was like an empty area, and there was a giant dirt hill you went down. And we used to ride down there, and the bike would sometimes crash out, and you'd be rolling down the hill. If my mother ever knew what I was up to, you know, she never questioned why my jeans were, you know, I was all full of mud and dirt all over me, and my bike was a mess. She never questioned it. I don't think she wanted to know. Talking to Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about motorcycle safety today. SEE stands for Search, Evaluate, Execute, Adjust Your Speed. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, again, it has to do with the safe operation of a motorcycle. No question about that. And again, you know, the visibility is one of the key aspects of it. It's just, you know, there people many times don't expect it, and especially this time of year, because, you know, the motorcycles are starting to get out on the road more and more, and you know, motorists in cars are, you know, they got to be prepared for it.
So look for factors that may create risk, determine how those factors may interact, take action to maintain safety, and adjust your position, communicate your intentions. Ride sober, ride right. You know, drunk driving is bad any way you look at it, but especially if you're on a motorcycle, you'll lose your balance and everything. Talk about inability to drive. So
yes, no question about that. Any type of even with medication, people got to be aware of that. I know we've talked about that in the past with impaired driving and so forth. People have to be aware that certain medications that they take, and certainly if they combine it with alcohol, it may even enhance the effects of things. And balance is very, very critical at all times. Even when you're driving a vehicle with four wheels on it, let alone two.
Let's take a look from the driver of the car's point of view now. Or if you're driving a car or a truck, you got to share the road with motorcycles. Caution when making those left turns. Nearly half of motorcycle crashes involve another motor vehicle. Motorcycles are smaller. Watch carefully. They may be closer than they appear. It says it right in the mirror. Objects may be closer than they appear. It says right there.
Yes, it does.
Give motorcyclists their share of the road. Never share. You know, I watch this show called Road Rage, and they always get ticked off of motorcycles, and they trail them so closely. I don't know why people are so stupid on those Road Rage shows. Never share the same traffic lane with a motorcycle. Check blind spots before changing lanes or turning. Give motorcycles adequate room. And no common hand signals for turns. Do they use hand signals on motorcycles?
They do, and there's also turn signals on some of them. It probably depends upon the make of the cycle and the size and so forth.
Prevent rear-end collisions. Leave adequate following distance. That's on the road rage. That's one of the problems. And they try to, like, bounce against the motorcycle with the car to teach them a lesson. What, are they stupid? I mean,
well, again, you gotta give enough space, between vehicles and so forth. And, you hear an expression today, it's more of a social thing, stay in your lane. I mean, that's really true. And you gotta interact properly with other vehicles. We all have a responsibility, and motorcycles have their own right of way.
A good friend of mine once said, common sense is not common. A lot of truth in that. All right, so leave adequate distance. Motorcycles may slow without visible brake lights. Really? All right. And wet roads may require motorcyclists to reduce their speed sooner. And secure loads and trailers. Properly secure a cargo. Loose items can become dangerous, hazardous to drivers and riders. That's so true. Something even like a small thing bouncing out of your truck onto the road. You know, cars can ride over it. Motorcyclists skid over it. I've seen that happen in some of these reality shows. It just, something falling off your car is a death warrant for these motorcyclists.
Absolutely. And there is state law with people securing cargo, especially with whether it be, dump trucks or trailers, pickup trucks, anything like that. There is a responsibility, and most commercial people understand that and so forth. So,
and finally, bicycle safety. These are the bikes with no motors on them. Leave a safe distance. Give at least 3 feet when passing a bicycle. If I see one riding alongside on the road, I purposely move my car out if there's nobody coming in the other lane. Give them room. I go right over, and I think most people do that. You don't ride right next to them. You give them a little room. Obey traffic signals, follow signals or signs affecting bicycle lanes, and ride to the right. Ride as close as practical to the right side of the roadway for bicycles. So either bicycles or motorcycles, got to be careful out there. It's dangerous. You know, everybody thinks they want, and I'm dating myself here, everybody wants to be an easy rider. Remember the movie Easy Rider with Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper?
I do, yes.
Get the motor running, heading down the highway. You know what? They wore helmets in Easy Rider. Jack Nicholson, who got on the back of one of the bikes, he wore a helmet. So they did wear helmets in the movie. So
yes,
that was kind of neat. All right, if anybody wants to check on these motorcycle safety tips, where do they find them online?
Well, there's we have it Staying Safe, you know, for the website, Racine County, /stayingsafe.com. And again, the DMV website is another great resource for people to look up information.
Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission on WRJM. We're back next month with another series of safety tips for you drivers out there.